የአሜሪካ ድምፅ ራዲዮ ጣቢያ ነው። የአሜሪካ ድምፅ ራዲዮ ጣቢያ የአማርኛው ቋንቋ አገልግሎት በ22 በ25 እና በ30 ሜትር ባንዶች በየቀኑ ከምሽቱ 3 ሰዓት እስከ 4 ሰዓት ከሚያሰማው ፕሮግራም የዛሬውን አሁን ጀመረ። እርግጥ የጭንቀቱ ጊዜ አበቃ ማለት ይሆን ወይስ የማብቂያው መጀመሪያ? ጉዳዩ ከዓለማችን የጊዜው ፈተናዎች አንዱ የሆነው የኮቪድ-19 ወረርሽኝ በእርግጥ የማብቂያው ጅማሬ እንደተባለው ከያዘም ቢያንስ ለአሁኑ ለድፍን ዓለም ሳይሆን ዩናይትድ ስቴትስ ውስጥ ነው። ኮቪድ-19 ባመጣው ጣጣ እንደ ተንታኞችም ግምት ያለ ወትሯ መከላከያዎቿን ሁሉ ጥላና በእጅጉም ተዘናግታ በመጠበቋ ጭምር ብርቱ ፈተና ያስተናገደችው ዩናይትድ ስቴትስ አሁን አንድ ዓመት ተኩል ለተቃረበው ጊዜ በከፊል መግቢያ መውጫዎቿን እንደ ደጃፍ መዝጊያ ከርችማና ከፊሉንም ጊዜ ገርበብ አድርጋ ከቆየችበት መውጣት ይዛለች። ቀድሞ የኮሮና ቫይረስ ወረርሽኝ ከፈጠረው ዓለም በፊት የምናውቀውን የሚመስል ድባብ ፍለጋውም ተጀምሯል። አንዳንዶች ታዲያ ድንገት ከሰው መቀላቀል እንዳዳገታቸው ያ የቀደመ ሕይወትም ምን ይመስል እንደነበር ከአንድ ዓመት ተኩል ግድም መነጠል በኋላም ቀደመ የሚባለው ራሱ እንዴት እንደነበር ጠፍቶብናል ሲሉ ተሰምተዋል። በራሳቸው ጭምር መቀለድ መጫወት የሚችሉት ቀልድ አዋቂዎችም የለዛ የጨዋታውን ማዕት ያንጎደጉዱት ይዘዋል። ከዚህ ሁሉ በመለስ ታዲያ እነኚህ ሁሉን መቀየር ያስቻሉ የሚመስሉ ውጤታማነታቸው የታወቀ ክትባቶች የማይሰሩላቸው ወገኖች ይኖሩ ይሆን?
የነጭ የደም ሴሎች ቁጥር በጨመረ ጊዜ ለምሳሌ አንድ ሰው ወይም የብረስት ካንሰር ወይም የጡት ካንሰር ካለበት ወይም ሌላ ካንሰር ኖሮ ኬሞቴራፒ የሚሰጥበት ጊዜ እንደ ሳይክል ነገር ነው የሚሆነው። ዝቅና ከፍ ስለሚል ዝቅ በሚልበት ጊዜ ከተሰጠ ቫክሲኑ ሊሰራ ስለማይችል መጠበቅ ያስፈልጋል።
ዶክተር ከበደ ቤኛ በዩናይት ስቴትሱ የሜዮ ክሊኒክ የካንሰርና የደም ሕክምና አዋቂ ናቸው። ሙሉ ምልልሳችን ቆየት ብሎ ይቀርባል። ውዝግቡ አላበቃ ያለውን የአባይ ጉዳይ ደግሞ በብዕር የምትል ትመስላለች ገጣያው እንግዳችን።
አራተኛው መጽሐፌ ነው ዝም ከምል ብዬ አላማው ብንነጋገር ብንወያይ በግልጽነት ለብዙዎቹ ችግሮቻችን መፍትሄዎች ማግኘት እንችላለን ከሚል የተነሳ ነው።
እመቤት መንግስቴ ትባላለች። የተለያዩ ማህበራዊ ጉዳዮች ዙሪያ የተጻፉ መጣጥፎች የተካተቱበትንና በቅርቡም ለንባብ ያበቃቸውን መጽሐፏን ሽያጭ በሙሉ ለአባይ ግድብ ጉዳይ የዋል ያለችበትን ተንተርሶ አጫውታናለች። የአዲስ አበባ መስኮት ሲከፈት ንጉሴ አክሊሉ በተከታታይ በያዘው የምርጫ ታሪክ ማስታወሻው ይወስደናል። እሁድ ግንቦት 15 2013 ዓ.ም ጤና ይስጥልኝ፣ እንደምን አመሻችሁ ክቡራትና ክቡራን አድማጮቻችን፣ እንደምን ሰነበታችሁ? ለዕለቱና ለሰዓቱ ከተሰናዱ ልዩ ልዩ ቅንብሮቻችን ጋር የፕሮግራሙ አዘጋጅና አቅራቢ አሉላ ከበደ ነኝ። አሁን እሁድ ከሆነ ዕለቱ የራዲዮ መጽሔት ነው። ሰዓቱ ከሰዓቱ የዓለም ዜና በኋላ እመለሳለሁ፣ እንዳትሄዱ።
ጤና ይስጥልኝ የተከበራችሁ አድማጮች፣ እንደምናመሻችሁ። ዜናውን የማሰማችሁ ሰሎሞን አባተ ነኝ። ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ እስከ ትናንት በስቲያ አርብ ምሽት ድረስ በኮቪድ-19 ምክንያት የሞተው ሰው ቁጥር 4060 መድረሱን የጤና ሚኒስቴር አስታውቋል። ይህ መረጃ የተገኘው ሚኒስቴሩ በዌብሳይቱና በማኅበራዊ ገጾቹ ላይ ካሰፈረው ሰንጠረዥ ሲሆን የትናንትና የዛሬን ቁጥሮች ማግኘት አልቻልንም። እስከተጠቀሰው ጊዜ 1,584,156 ሰው መከተቡን የሚያሳየው ሰንጠረዥ 38,978 ሰው በኮቪድ-19 ሕመም ላይ እንደሚገኝና ከመሃላቸው 512ቱ በጽኑ የታመሙ መሆናቸውን ጠቁሟል። በሌላ ዜና የፋይዘር ባዮኤንቴክንና የአስትራዜኒካን ሁለት ክትባቶች የወሰዱ ሰዎች ህንድና እንግሊዝ ውስጥ ከተገኙት የኮሮና ቫይረስ ዝርያዎችም የተጠበቁ መሆናቸውን የእንግሊዝ የህብረተሰብ ጤና ተቋም አስታውቀዋል። ይህ በእንዲህ እንዳለ ኮቪድ-19 አብዝቶ የጠናባት ህንድ ባለፈው አንድ ቀን ብቻ ወደ 4000 ሰው እንደሞተባት አስታውቃለች። ባለፈው ቀን 240842 አዳዲስ የኮሮና ቫይረስ ተያዦች ተመዘገቡባት ሲሆን ሀገሪቱን ሶስተኛ የኮሮና ቫይረስ መዛመት ማዕበል ሊመታት እንደሚችል ባለሙያዎች እያስጠነቀቁ ነው። የአሜሪካው ጃንስ ሆፕኪንስ ዩኒቨርሲቲ የኮሮና ቫይረስ መረጃ ማዕከል ዛሬ ባወጣው መረጃ ቁጥሩ ወደ 167 ሚሊዮን የሚጠጋ ሰው ለኮሮና ቫይረስና ለኮቪድ-19 መጋለጡን አመልክቷል። ዩናይትድ ስቴትስ አሁንም በ33 ሚሊዮን ተጋላጮቿ በሰንጠረዡ ቁንጮ ላይ የምትገኝ ሲሆን ህንድና ብራዚል በ26 ሚሊዮንና በ16 ሚሊዮን ህሙማን ይከተሏታል። ኢትዮጵያ ሚዛናዊ ያልሆነ ዘገባ አስተላልፏል ያለችውን የኒውዮርክ ታይምስ ሪፖርተር የሳይመን ማርክስን ፍቃድ ነጥቃ ከሀገር እንዲወጣ ማድረጓን የኢትዮጵያ መገናኛ ብዙሃን ባለስልጣን ከትናንት በስቲያ አረጋግጧል። በጠቅላይ ሚኒስትር አብይ አስተዳደር አንድ የውጭ ጋዜጠኛ ከኢትዮጵያ ሲባረር የአየርላንድ ዜግነት ያለውና ለኒውዮርክ ታይምስ የሚሰራው ማርክስ የመጀመሪያው መሆኑን የጠቆመው ድንበር የለሽ ሪፖርተሮች አርኤስኤፍ የመንግስቱን እርምጃ ወዲያው አውግዟል። ኒውዮርክ ታይምስ ሪፖርተሩ ከኢትዮጵያ የተባረረበትን ዜና ባወጣበት ዘገባው ባለስልጣናቱ ማርክስን የከትናንት በስቲያው ሐሙስ ከጠሩት በኋላ አውሮፕላን ጣቢያ ላይ ለስምንት ሰዓታት ያህል አቆይተውት ከእኩለ ሌሊት በኋላ አርብ ማለዳ አውሮፕላን ላይ እንዳሳፈሩት ዘግቧል። የጋዜጣው የዓለም አቀፍ ዘገባዎች ረዳት ማኔጂንግ ኤዲተር ማይክል ስላክማን በሰጠው ቃል የኢትዮጵያ መንግስት ባለስልጣናት ጋዜጠኛውን ሳይመን ማርክስን እንደ ወንጀለኛ የያዙበት ሁኔታ የሚያሳስብ ነው ብሏል። ወደ ቤቱ ተመልሶ ልብስ እንዲቀይርና ፓስፖርቱንም እንዲይዝ እድል እንዳልተሰጠው ስላክማን አመልክቷል። ማርክስ ራሱ ባወጣው ትዊት የኢሚግሬሽን ባለስልጣናቱ ወደ ቤቱ ሄዶ የግል ቁሳቁሱን እንዲሰበስብ አለመፍቀዳቸው ብቻ ሳይሆን የሁለት ዓመት ዕድሜው ላይ ያለ ልጁንና ሁለት ውሾቹን እንዲሰናበት እንኳ እድል እንዳልሰጡት ተናግሯል። ቢያንስ አውሮፕላን ጣቢያው ላይ የነበረች ጓደኛዬን እንኳ ለስንብት ልስማ ትችል ነበር ብሏል ማርክስ። የኢትዮጵያ መገናኛ ብዙሃን ባለስልጣን ዳይሬክተር መሐመድ ኢድሪስ በሰጡት ቃል ማርክስ ያለ ሚዲያ ፈቃድ ሀገሪቱ ውስጥ የሚቆይበት ምክንያት የለም ማለታቸውን አጃንስ ፍራንስ ፕሬስ በዘገባው ጠቁሟል። ዳይሬክተሩ እዚህ ያለኸው ለስራ ነው፣ ፍቃድ ካለህ ትቆያለህ፣ ፍቃድ ከሌለህ እኛ ፍቃድህን ከወሰድንብህ የሚመለከተው ክፍል ወደ መጣህበት ይመልስሃል ማለታቸውንም ኤኤፍፒ ዘግቧል። ኤኤፍፒ በዚሁ ዘገባው ማርክስ የትግራይ ክልልን ጦርነት አስመልክቶ ተከታታይ ከባድ ዘገባዎችን ያስተላልፍ እንደነበረ፣ መጋቢት ውስጥ ከትግራይ እንደተመለሰ ፍቃዱ መነጠቁንና የኢትዮጵያ መንግስት በግጭቱ ላይ በሚዘግቡ ጋዜጠኞች ላይ ከባድ እገዳዎችን መጣሉን ኤኤፍፒ በዚሁ ዘገባው ላይ አስፍሯል። በቅርብ ወራት ውስጥ ኤኤፍፒን፣ ሮይተርስን፣ ቢቢሲንና ፋይናንሻል ታይምስን ጨምሮ ለብዙ ዓለም አቀፍ የሚዲያ አውታሮች የሚሰሩ ጋዜጠኞችና አስተርጓሚዎች ስራቸው ላይ እያሉ ተይዘው እንደነበርም ኤኤፍፒ አመልክቷል። አዣንስ ፍራንስ ፕሬስ በዚሁ ዘገባው ጋዜጠኞችና የሰብአዊ መብቶች ተሟጋች ቡድኖች ክልሉ ውስጥ የኢትዮጵያንና የኤርትራን ወታደሮች ጨምሮ በታጣቂ ቡድኖች የተፈጸሙ የጭካኔ አድራጎቶችን የሚያሳዩ ማስረጃዎችን ይፋ አድርገዋል ብሏል። እነዚያ የማጋለጥ አድራጎቶች በአብይ ላይ ዓለም አቀፍ ጫና እንዲበረታ አድርገዋል የሚለው የኤኤፍፒ ዘገባ መንግስቱ ትግራይ ውስጥ ከህወሓት ታጣቂዎች ጋር ባካሄደው ውጊያ ወቅት ተፈጽመዋል የተባሉ የሰብአዊ መብቶች ጥሰቶችን ለማጣራት ቁርጠኛ መሆኑን ማሳወቁን አመልክቷል። 2 ሚሊዮን ሰው በሚኖርባት ምስራቃዊቱ የኮንጎ ከተማ ጎማ አቅራቢያ በሚገኘው ኛራጎንጎ ተራራ ላይ ትናንት ሌሊት የፈነዳው እሳተ ገሞራ ብዙ ቤቶችን በአለት ስብርባሪና በአመድ መሸፈኑን ሮይተርስ ዘግቧል። ከእሳተ ገሞራው አፍ የሚወርደው የቀለጠ አለት በሐይቅ ዳርቻ ወደምትገኘው የጎማ ከተማ አቅጣጫ የወረደ መሆኑን ተገልጿል። በፍንዳታው የተደናገጡ የአካባቢው ነዋሪዎች እየሸሹ መሆናቸውና ብዙዎችም ወደ አጎራባች ሩዋንዳ ድንበር መሄዳቸውን ዘገባው ጠቁሟል። በፍንዳታው የጠፋ ሕይወት ስለመኖሩና የጉዳቱ መጠን ለጊዜው አልታወቀም ወይም አልተገለጸም። በዓለም ውስጥ ንቁና እጅግ አደገኛ ከሚባሉት እሳተ ገሞራዎች አንዱ የሆነው ኛራጎንጎ ላይ የዛሬ 19 ዓመት የነበረው ፍንዳታ 250 ሰው ገድሎ 120 ሺህ የሚሆን ሰው ያለመጠለያ አስቀርቷል። የ916.5 ሚሊዮን ዶላር በዛሬው ምንዛሪ ከ39 ቢሊዮን ብር በላይ የጉዳት ካሳ እንዲከፍል የግብፁ የስዊዝ ካናል ባለስልጣን ክስ የመሰረተበት የጃፓኑ የቃማ መላለሻ መርከብ በኤቨር ጊቭን ባለቤት ሾኤ ኪሰን ጠበቃ ተጠያቂ ሊሆን የሚገባው የመተላለፊያውን መስመር የሚያስተዳድረው ባለስልጣን መሆን አለበት ሲሉ ሙግት ከፍተዋል። ሜዲተራኒያን ባህርንና ቀይ ባህርን በሚያገናኘው መተላለፊያ ላይ በነበረው ከባድ ንፋስ ምክንያት ተገፍቶ አሸዋ ላይ የተሰነቀረው ግዙፍ ኮንቴይነር ተሸካሚ መርከብ መተላለፊያውን ለስድስት ቀናት ዘግቶ መርከቦች ከሁለቱም አቅጣጫ እንዳይተላለፉ አግዶ መቆየቱ ተዘግቧል። በተፈጠረው ሁኔታ ዓለም አቀፉ የንግድ ዝውውር መስተጓጎሉ ይታወሳል። መርከቡ መስመሩን እንዲለቅ ከተደረገ በኋላ በመተላለፊያው መሃል በሚገኝ ሐይቅ ላይ ተይዞ እስከዛሬ እንደሚገኝ ታውቋል። በእስራኤልና በሐማስ መካከል የተደረሰው ተኩስ የማቆም ስምምነት ዛሬ ለሶስተኛ ቀን ጸንቶ ውሏል። በዚህ ውስጥ በእስራኤል የአየር ድብደባ የቆሰሉ 1900 ሰዎችን ዓለም አቀፍ የጤና ሰራተኞች ሲያክሙ መዋላቸው ተዘግቧል። ይህ በእንዲህ እንዳለ ግን የበረታው ዝግብ ባለበትና አላክሳ መስጂድ በሚገኝበት ቅዱስ ስፍራ ላይ የእስራኤል ፖሊሶች አይሁድ አማንያንን ዛሬ ቢያስተናግዱም የተፈጠረ ችግር እንደሌለ ታውቋል። ባለፉት 7 ዓመታት ውስጥ እጅግ የበረታ ነበር በተባለው የሰሞኑ ውጊያ 248 ሰው ጋዛ ውስጥ፣ እስራኤል ውስጥ ደግሞ 13 ሰው ተገድሏል። የኢራንን የኒውክሌር ኃይል ማበልጸጊያዎች የሚከታተሉት ዓለም አቀፍ መርማሪዎች የሀገሪቱን የኒውክሌር ጣቢያዎች ምስሎች ከዚህ በኋላ እንደማያገኙ የኢራን ፓርላማ አፈ ጉባኤ ሞሐመድ ባገር ቃሊባፍ ዛሬ አስታውቀዋል። በኢራን ቴሌቪዥን የተላለፈው የአፈ ጉባኤው መግለጫ ኦስትሪያ ዋና ከተማ ቪየና ላይ እየተካሄደ ያለውን የዩናይትድ ስቴትስ እና የሌሎቹ አምስት ኃያላን አገሮች የኢራን ኒውክሌር ስምምነት ድርድር እድል እንደሚያጠበው ተነግሯል። ኢራን የዛሬ 6 ዓመት ተደርሶ በነበረው JCPOA ተብሎ በሚጠራው ስምምነት መሰረት የተቆረጠውን ዩራኒየም ንጥረ ነገርን የማበልጸግ ጣሪያ ማለፏ እየተነገረ ነው። ቶኪዮ በኮቪድ-19 አስቸኳይ ሁኔታ ውስጥ ብትሆን እንኳ መጪዎቹ የኦሊምፒክ ጨዋታዎች በተያዘው እቅድ መሰረት ይካሄዳሉ ሲሉ የዓለም አቀፍ ኦሊምፒክ ኮሚቴ ፕሬዚደንት ጃን ኮትስ የሰጡት መግለጫ ጃፓን ውስጥ ቁጣ ቀስቅሶባቸዋል። ታዋቂ የሚባሉ የጃፓን ሰዎች በየማህበራዊ ሚዲያ ገጾቻቸው እየተናገሩ ሲሆን የግዙፉ ሶፍት ባንክ መስራችና ዋና ስራ አስፈጻሚ ማሳዮሺ ሶን ማንና በምን መብቱ ይሆን ይህንን ማድረግ የሚችል ሲሉ ጽፈዋል። የዜናው ሰዓት በዚሁ አበቃ። ከቀሪ ዝግጅቶች ጋር አብራችሁን ቆዩ። ክቡራትና ክቡራን፣ ጤና ይስጥልኝ። ወደ አሉላ ለመለሳችሁ።
ጤና ይስጥልኝ። እንደምናመሻችሁ ክቡራትና ክቡራን አድማጮቻችን፣ እሁድ ግንቦት 15 2013 ዓ.ም የራዲዮ መጽሔት ጀመረ። የፕሮግራሙ አዘጋጅና አቅራቢ አሉላ ከበደ ነኝ። ለምሽቱ ከተሰናዱት ልዩ ልዩ ዝግጅቶች ጋር እስከ 4 ሰዓት አብሬያችሁ አመሻለሁ። ወደ ምሽቱ ቅንብሮች ከማምራታችንም አስቀድመን በራዲዮ መጽሔት ወግ መሠረት የሳምንቷን ምርጥ ግጥም እናስቀድም።
ልጠይቅሽ ለትምታው ለቁርጠቱም ለውጋቱም ለእንቅፋቱም እኔም እያልሽ እኔ እንድቆም አንቺ ታመሽ እኔ ክድም ልኩን ነፍሴም ሳደምድም ልብ ያላልኩሽ ቀን የሚሳብን እናት አለም እንዲነሽ ግን እጣ ፈንታ አንዳንድ እድለኛ ብታገባው ሽታ እድል ያጨችው ሰው እጆቹን ጠምዝዘው ከባህር ቢጥሉት ቀኑ ሳይጨርሰው ዋና ባይችል እንኳን የባህሩን ውሃ ሳይጋት ሳይቀምሰው አሳ ባፉ ይዞ ነው የሚመለሰው። አንዳንድ እድለቢስ ከእድል የተጣላ ምን ሲጸልይ ቢውል የአርባ ቀን እጣው ነው ቢስ ይከተለዋል ግመል ጋል ወንዴቱ ምሻ ይለክሰዋል ይላል። መንቶ ነው እኔ ላንቺ ምርኩዝና ባላ ምሰሶ ማይሻ ሁሉም ይሸከማል ያቃል ትክሻ። አላ በጣም አመሰግናለሁ ስለተጋበዝኩ ደስ ብሎኛል። ለእናንተ ውጭ ሀገር ለምትገኙም ክብራና አድማጮቻችን የተለያዩ ዓለሞች ለምትገኙ ኢትዮጵያውያን የአካባቢ ትንፋሽ ከሚለው አዲሱ የግጥም ላይ መጽሐፉን እዛው አፍሮሪድ አፕሊኬሽን ላይ ብትገቡ ማግኘት ትችላላችሁ። እዛ ማንበብ ትችላላችሁ።
ሰለሞን፣ እኔም ለግሩም ግጥሞቹ አመሰግናለሁ። አድማጮች፣ ዛሬ ለየት ባለ ምርጫ ለጠይቅሽ፣ እጣ ፈንታና እኔ ላንቺ በተሰኙት ገጣሚ ሰለሞን ሳህለ የአፍቃሪ ሰው ትንፋሽ በሚል ርዕስ ካሳተመው አዲስ የግጥም መድብሉ በትኩሱ በገዛ አንደበቱ ባነበበልን የሳምንቱ ምርጦች ዝግጅታችንን ጀምረናል። የመክፈቻዋን ስልት እናስከትል።
ከኔ ላይ ቀንዘሽ ለኢትዮጵያ አድርጊ እንድኖር አለዚያማ ይደርስልኝ አንቺ ጸሎትማ ለብቻዬ ያለ ሀገርማ።
አድማጮች፣ አሁን ቀደም ብዬ በመግቢያ ወደ አስተዋወቅኳችሁ የምሽቱ ቀዳሚ ዝግጅት ልውሰዳችሁ። የጭንቀት ጊዜው አበቃ ማለት ይሆን ወይስ የማብቂያው መጀመሪያ? ጉዳዩ ከዓለማችን የቅርብ ጊዜ ፈተናዎች አንዱ የሆነውን የኮቪድ-19 ወረርሽኝ በእርግጥም የሚያበቃበት ጊዜ ጀምሮ ከሆነ እንደተባለው ከያዘም ለድፍን ዓለም ሳይሆን በዩናይትድ ስቴትስ ውስጥ ነው። የኮቪድ-19 መከላከያ ክትባቱን አጠናቅቆ ወሰደ ሰው የፊት መሸፈኛ ጭንብል ማጥለቅ አያስፈልገውም ሲል የዩናይትድ ስቴትስ የበሽታዎች መከላከያና መቆጣጠሪያ ማዕከል ይፋ ማድረጉን ተከትሎ ነበር ፕሬዚዳንት ጆ ባይደን በቴሌቪዥን ባሰሙት ንግግራቸው ይህን ያሉት።
I think it's a great milestone, a great day. It's been made possible by the extraordinary success we've had in vaccinating so many Americans so quickly.
ይህ ታላቅ ምርታ የተዘገበበት ታላቅ ቀን ነው ብያምናለሁ። ሊሳካ የቻለውም ቁጥራቸው የበዛ አሜሪካውያንን በአጭር ጊዜ ውስጥ መከተብ በመቻላችን ነው። በ114 ቀናት ውስጥ 250 ሚሊዮን ክትባቶችን ሰጥተናል ነበር ያሉት በዚያ ንግግራቸው። ኮቪድ-19 ባመጣው ጣጣ እንደ ተንታኞችም ግምት ያለወትሯ መከለያዎቿን ሁሉ ጥላ እናም በእጅጉ ተዘናግታ በመጥበቋ ጭምር ብርቱ ፈተና ያስተናገደችው ዩናይትድ ስቴትስ አሁን አንድ አመት ተኩል ለተቃረበ ጊዜ በከፊል መግቢያ መውጫዋን እንደ ደጃፍ ከርችማና ከፊሉን ጊዜም ገርበብ አድርጋ ከቆየችበት መውጣት ይዛለች። ያን የኮሮና ቫይረስ ወረርሽኝ ከፈጠረው ዓለም በፊት የምናውቀውን የሚመስል ድባብ ፍለጋውም ተጀምሯል። አንዳንዶች ታዲያ ያ የቀደመ ህይወት ምን ይመስል እንደነበር ድንገት ከሰው መቀላቀል እንዳቃታቸው ያ የቀደመ የሚባለውም ራሱ ከአንድ አመት ተኩል ግድም መነጠል በኋላ እንዴት እንደነበር ጠፍቶናል ሲሉ ይሰማሉ። በራስ መቀለድ የሚችሉት ቀልድ አዋቂዎችም በዚሁ ዙሪያ የቀልዱን ማዓት ማሽጎድጎድ ይዘዋል። በአንድ ወገን የዚህን አይነተኛ ሊሰኝ የሚችል ምርጫ በህይወታቸው ላይ በተጨባጭ ሊያሳድር የሚችለውን አንድምታ፣ በሌላ በኩል ደግሞ ቀደም ሲል ብዙም ያልተነሱ ነገር ግን ዛሬ ሰዓታቸው የፈቀደ የሚመስሉ ጥያቄዎች ቀጥሎ በመናቀርበው ቃለ ምልልስ በዝርዝር ልንመለከት ነው ውጥናችን። ወደዚያው እንለፍ። ዶክተር ከበደ ቤኛ በቅድሚያ ለጊዜው አመሰግናለሁ።
እኔም ይህንን እድል በመስጠት አመሰግናለሁ።
የኮቪድ ጉዳይ ሲያሳስብ ብዙም ሲያስጨንቅ ቆይቶ በተለይ በዚህ በዩናይትድ ስቴትስ የተወሰነ ምርታ የተገኘበት ወይም የታየበት ደረጃ ላይ ነው ያለ ነው። በብዙ ሚሊዮን ሰዎች ተከትበው አሁንም ያልተከተቡት አሳሳቢነቱ ለሌሎችም ጭምር ነው የሚባለው ስጋትም ቢኖር ወደ ጤናማው መንገድ የሚመለስ መጠነኛ እርምጃ እየተራመን ባለበት ሁኔታ ነው ዶክተር ከበደ ያገኘሁት። እርሶ የኢትዮጵያ የጸረ ኮቪድ አድቫይዘሪ ወይም የከፍተኛ አማካሪ ቡድን አባል ኖት። ሙሉ ትኩረታችሁን በዚሁ በኮቪድ ጉዳይ ላይ አድርጋችሁ በተለይ በኢትዮጵያ ሊደርስ የሚችለውን ጉዳት ለመቀነስ እንቅስቃሴ ስታደርጉ የወረርሽኙን ያህል አንድ አመት ጊዜ ዘልቃችኋል። እንግዲህ በቅርብ በሚከታተሉትን ነገር ነው ጠይቀውትና ወደ ዋና ጥያቄዎች ከመዝለቄ በፊት እስኪ በመንደርደሪያ ከጠቀምኩት ጋር የተያያዘ ጥያቄ ላቅርብልዎ። ምን ይታየዎታል ከአንድ አመት ተኩል ከተቃረበ ጊዜ በኋላ በከፊል ጤናማ ወደ ሆነ አዝማሚያ መመለስ ጀምረናል? ካለፈው ሳምንት ጀምሮ በአደባባይ የፊት መሸፈኛ ጭንብል ማድረግ ላያስፈልግ እንደሚችል፣ በቤት ውስጥ የምግብ ቤቶችና የተለያዩ ንግድ ቤቶችን ጨምሮ በቤት ውስጥ ሰዎች በአንድ ቦታ ሊሰበሰቡባቸው የሚችሉ ቦታዎች ቁጥሩ ከፍ ማለቱ፣ በውጪ ብዙም የማያሳስብበት ሁኔታ መድረሱ እየታየ ነው። ጠቅላላ ትዝብቶ ምንድን ነው አሁን የደረስንበትን ያለንበት ሁኔታ ሲመለከቱ?
በመሰረቱ አሁን በአሜሪካን ሀገር ውስጥ ያለው ሁኔታ በጣም ብዙ ሰው ተከትቧል። በተለይ እድሜያቸው ከ50 ከ60 በላይ ያሉ ሰዎች በጣም ተከትቧል። ከዛም አልፎ ደግሞ እንደውም ቲኔጀርስ ለምሳሌ የኔ ልጅ አሁን ተከትቧል። ሴቷ 13 ዓመቷ ነው። እሷም ትከተብ ቀጠሮ ይዣለሁኝ እና አብዛኛው ሰው ተተከተበ። ምናልባት የተወሰደው ሲዲሲ ሪኮመንድ ያደረገው ነገር ለአሜሪካን ሀገር ውስጥ ያለው ሁኔታ ትክክል መስሎ ይታየኛል። ይህም ሆኖ ግን በተለይ ብዙ ሰው ወይም የታመሙ ሰዎች ሊገኙበት የሚችሉት ሆስፒታሎች ውስጥ የጤና ተቋሞች ውስጥ አሁንም ቢሆን አብዛኛው የጤና ባለሙያ የተከተበ ቢሆንም ለምሳሌ በእኛ ፋሲሊቲ ውስጥ በሽተኞች ሲመጡም እኛም ሁላችንም ልክ ድሮ እንደተደረገው ማስኩን እናደርጋለን። በኤሌቬተር ውስጥ ስንሄድ የዛሬ ዓመት የተጀመረው ከስድስት ሰው በላይ ኤሌቬተር ውስጥ አይሄድም። ጤና ተቋሞች ብዙ ጊዜ የሚመጣ ታመመ ስለሆነ በመሰረቱ ብዙ የተቀየረ ነገር የለም። አንዳንዶችም ላይከተቡ ይችላሉ በአለባቸው የጤና ችግር ምክንያት ያልተከተውም ሰዎች ሊመጡ ስለሚችሉ ጥንቃቄው መቀጠል አለበትና እንደዛ እየተካሄደ ነው። ነገር ግን በተለይ ውጭ በሚካሄድበት ጊዜ፣ በየሬስቶራንት በሚሄድበት ጊዜ አሁን የተደረገው ነገር ትክክል ነው ብዬ ነው የማስበው። በተጨማሪም ያልተከተቡትንም ደግሞ ኢንከሬጅ ያደርጋል ተብሎ ያበረታታቸዋል ለሚታሰብ እንደዛ መደረጉ ትክክል ነው ብዬ ነው የማስበው። ይህም እዚህ የአሜሪካ ሀገር ውስጥ ነው እንጂ ሌሎች ሀገሮች ውስጥ በአብዛኛው ሳይከተብ ልክ ድሮ ያለውን ነገር መካተል ያስፈልጋል።
መልካም እንዳሉት በዩናይት ስቴትስ ያለው ፍጹም የተለየ ከሌላው ከየትኛውም ሀገር አውሮፓን ጨምሮ ፍጹም የተለየ ሁኔታ ነው የሚያደፋፈረው። ይሁንና እዚሁ ጋር ቆይና ዶክተር ከበደ በጣም ተስፋ የሰጠውን ያበረታታውን አንዳንዶችም ተሰላችተው በራሳቸው መንገድ ቸልተኛ ወደ መሆን አዝማሚያ የሄዱበትንም ጭምር እንደው አንዳች ምላሽ እንደተሰጠ ተደርጎ የተወሰደው የሲዲሲዋ ዲሬክተር ሮሼል ወለንስኪ ባለፈው ሳምንት ሲናገሩ ከዚህ ቀደም የወረርሽኙ ከመጀመሩ በፊት ታደርጓቸው የነበሩ ነገሮችን የማድረግ እድል ወይም ማድረግ ትጀምራላቸው የሚል ቃል ተናግረው ነበር እና ስጋቱ ሙሉ በሙሉ ባለመላቀቁ ግን እያወዛገበ ነው። ዛሬም ቀደም ብለው የጠቀሟቸውንም ጨምሮ በሙሉ በነጻነት ሁሉም ሰው እሰየው አይደለም ያለው፣ አሁንም አደጋ ሊኖር ይችላል ብለው የፈሩ የቀደመውንም የከፋ ሁኔታ የተመለከቱ በሙሉ ልብ ያልተቀበሉበትም ሁኔታ ነው። ክርክሮችም አልፎ አልፎ ይታያሉና ከዛስ አንጻር ምን ያያሉ? ያልተፈለገ ያልተጠበቀ ነገር እንዳይመጣ ለሚሰጉ ሳይከተቡ የፊት መሸፈኛ ጭንብላቸውን የማያጠልቁ ሰዎች መኖራቸው ወይም ሊኖሩ የመቻላቸው እጣ ተራከሩ ወገኖችም አልጠፉምና ምን ይላሉ? እሱስ ላይ
እዚህ ላይ ትንሽ አሜሪካን ሀገር እንደሚታወቀው የግለሰብ ነጻነት በጣም የተከበረ ነው እና ቫክሲኔሽንም ሳይኖር በፊት ራሱ አንዳንድ ሰዎች ጭንብሩን አላደርግም ብለው የሚከራከሩ ነበሩ እና አሁንም በተለይ የቫክሲኔሽን በየቦታው መኖሩ እንደነገርኩህ ቲኔጀሮች ሁሉ በሚጎልማሳ የሆኑ ሰዎች ሁሉ መከተት የሚጀምሩበት ጊዜ
አንሰር ያንተ እንድትለው ነው በእንግሊዝኛ እያልከ ስለሆነ ነው ታዳጊዎች እያልክ ነው።
ልካደለን ታዳጊዎች ማለት
አይ አላልክም፣ በእንግሊዝኛ ነው ያልከውና ማስተዋወሴ ነው ቲኔጀር ነው ያልከው ለዛ ብዬ ነው።
ኦኬ። እና ቫክሲን አክሰሱ በደንብ ስላለ ታዳጊዎች ሁሉ የተከተቡ ስለሆነ ሌላው ደግሞ የተከተበው ሰው የእሱን ነጻነት እንደ መክፈፍ አድርገው የሚያዩ ሰዎች አሉ። ስለዚህ አሁን የተደረገው ነገር የኔ አስተያየት ነው፣ ትክክል ነው መስሎ የሚታየው። አንደኛ ቫክሲኔሽን ባይኖር ኖሮ ወይም እጥረት ቢኖር ኖሮ ከአሁን በፊት ሲደረግ የነበረውን ነገር አፍን ሸፍኖ ሌላውን ለመከላከል ማድረግ ይቻል ነበር። ነገር ግን አሁን ቫክሲኔሽን ሁሉም የፈለገ ሰው ማግኘት ስለሚችል ደግሞ ትራንስሚሽኑም እየቀነሰ በመምጣቱ ሆስፒታል ያለው ሎድ እየቀነሰ በመምጣቱ ከሌላ ቦታ የተለየ ስለሆነ የተደረገው ነገር ተገቢ ነው ብዬ ነው የማስበው እና ሰው ደግሞ ህይወቱን መኖር አለበት። እኛም በኮቪድ አድቫይዘሪ ኮሚቴ ውስጥ ልትከሳ ገነው ነበር የተለያየ አስተያየት ያላቸው ጓደኞች አሉ። እኔ በበኩሌ ግን የተደረገው ነገር ትክክል ነው ብዬ ነው ማሰው። በነገርኩ ምክንያቶች ቫክሲኑ እንደፈለገ መገኘቱ፣ አብዛኛ ሰው ለተከተበ ሆስፒታል ያለው ሎስ ለቀነሰ፣ ይሄ ሁሉ በመሆኑ ትክክል ነው መስሎኝ ታይ።
መልካም። እንግዲህ አሁን አከራካሪ ሆኖ የተነሳውን ያህል ይነስም ይብዛ።
Sponty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is Prince Nestor broadcasting from Washington. Welcome to VOA Africa's special coverage of the inaugural Basketball African League taking place in Rwanda. Tunisian giants US Monastir ended their group campaign Saturday with a perfect record after beating the host team, Patriots of Rwanda 91-75, with Rwandan President Paul Kagame in the stands. Lebanese guard Wael Araji scored a game-high 28 points for Monastir, and again earned comparisons to former Argentine great Manu Ginobili with his shooting style and dazzling moves to the basket. Sarah Chan, the manager of Africa Scouting for the 2019 NBA champion Toronto Raptors, also attended the game in Kigali. I asked about the mood at the Kigali Arena, the performance of each team, and her career as a basketball player in Africa and in the United States.
My name is Sarah Chan. I'm the manager of African Scouting for the Toronto Raptors. Played a little bit, coached a little bit, and here I am scouting.
Briefly, just a little bit about your background. Your history is important to our listeners.
So I'm from South Sudan. I grew up in Khartoum until I was about 12, and South Sudan was going through a civil war. It's a 21-year-old civil war that had affected everybody, and so my family and I relocated to Kenya looking for greener pastures, looking for peace, putting education at the center of everything. I remember that's the one thing I don't even know when I never heard those emphases. Like, my parents always reiterated, we go, we learn, we come back, and we impact. That was the song in our daily lives. And so a background of civil war into being privileged to have an amazing family that's very supportive of a young girl that was trying something out, a dreamer, in a family that is, you know, right behind you, pushing you and encouraging you to, you know, pursue your passion, your goals, and gave you perspective and grounded you in that it's not about you. It's about using your gifts to impact yourself, but to also impact those around you and to bring glory to God.
What inspired you, you know, to start your basketball career?
I started my basketball career in Kenya, in high school. I was actually forced into it because I was one of the tallest kids around. And I followed rules, and I said, okay, I don't know where this is going, but you know what? I'm going to stay healthy anyway. And this is how I started off and started falling in love with the game. And my coach was just so amazing, and I had incredible teammates. And so it just made it really fun to do, and it became my heaven, my safe haven. So started in Kenya, ended up getting scholarships out of it, played pro for a little bit, and came back home. And, you know, so I managed the African scouting for the Toronto Raptors.
What does it entail?
So scouting is basically, we're talent seekers, for lack of a better word, across Africa. And we have an amazing network of scouts from the Raptors. And so it is coordinating all of that, and also scouting, like basically looking for, you know, the prospects, the NBA prospects, suggesting. And for me, you know, it's personal because I know what sports have done for me personally. So for me, it's anybody that I feel can have an opportunity at whatever level. And if I have contacts, I always connect, you know. If it's a kid and I'm like, I think this kid is, you know, it might not be going to an NCAA school, but can go to an NAIA or a JUCO. For me, it's beyond the game. It's the using it as a tool to empower the kids. You get an education out of it. The outcome doesn't have to be like Pascal Siakam's But, you know, you go somewhere and you do something for yourself. So, yeah.
You are in the stadium, you know, when the match between the Patriots against U.S. Monastir was taking place. Could you please tell us, for those of us who weren't in the stadium, what was the mood like? How was the match?
God, oh, my God. It is one of the most exciting games this far. The environment was just so electric. The energy was so high. And for a second there, I look around and I'm like, this is the NBA. This is like me sitting in Scotia Arena. And the level of the game that is going on that I'm watching, I'm looking at them and I'm like, wow, the intensity. Like, I'm feeling it myself. I'm right there with this. It's crazy. The intensity of the game was amazing. They were running the floor, great shot selections. The ball movement was just incredible. And the leadership on the floor. The future is so bright for this tournament. And this game was such an exemplary game for this. The entire week, I haven't watched a game like this one. You know, the team effort from both teams, the sportsmanship, the officiation of the officiating of the game. They executed the plays with such, it was a beauty to watch how they executed the plays, how they were working with their teammates, how they were putting each other in positions that were, you know, getting their teammates great shots, the passes. Yo, it was just beautiful. It captivated me. And I said, this game was the best game so far.
And so, and you know, taking off of, you know, what you just say, this game was the best so far. Do you expect these two teams maybe to be in the finals of the tournament and maybe tying into that? What so far are some of the standout teams in this tournament for you?
The standout teams in this tournament would be the one we just watched, the Tunisian team. Patriots have also showed a great deal. We've also watched Zamalek from Egypt. They've done so well. And so I'm predicting at least one or two of those will be in the final.
What does this tournament mean for the African continent? You were in the stadium. You were watching this particular match. The president of Rwanda actually attended the match, you know, with the first family.
It's progressive leadership that, you know, makes the world move around and advances tournaments like this. Because without him, the NBA, FIBA, we don't have the arena. Let's start there. So there's not, you know, the actual structure. And then you come down to the leadership within the NBA, the people that work behind the scenes to bring this tournament here and to make it a success and execute with such diligence. And then the opportunities this is going to have, the ripple effects of just what the BAL stands for, impacting the next generation of athletes. There were 15 NBA scouts and team representatives watching this tournament. And this gives us an opportunity to look at young prospects early and build a file. And this is more opportunity for the players. This is job creation for the people. This is economic, it's a socioeconomic benefit to all of Africa, right? And so the world will continue to reap the fruits of this tournament because it's also a pipeline to the NBA, right? And it's our prayer that it keeps growing and, you know, it already has the sustainability aspects of things. So it will keep growing and we hope that it gets to the point where interchangeably athletes can go from the NBA to the BAL or from the BAL to the NBA, you know? So it is such a moment that makes you proud to be African. You look down and you see women leadership on the floor, the referees, the DJ, DJ Ivy from the Mavericks, right? You have Yolam, you have Usher, you have Michelle from BBC. And this are young women doing things, phenomenal sisters doing amazing things, right? And so the opportunities within this are limitless.
Absolutely, and I love the passion, you know, that you bring to it, because looks like this is something that is really touching your heart, you know. And what does basketball mean to you?
Man, basketball is life. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes the reason I wake up. It is my purpose. And it reminds me of the saying, the quote by Mandela, sports has the power to change the world. It has the power to inspire. It has the power to unite. And it has the power to create hope. And I look at this, and this is hope. This is a platform, an elite platform, for players to showcase what they have and for the world, you know, to basically enjoy the fruits of talent, because Africa is spoiled for choices. We have such an immense pool of talent, and now there's a platform where they can exhibit what they have. And so it's a gift to the world, and it's also a gift to us. So basketball is life. Basketball is peace. Basketball is opportunities. Basketball is unity, and the power of it to transcend boundaries. I call it home. You know, when you go home, yeah, that place, basketball is home.
Oh, my. Beautiful, fantastic stuff. And I like the way you say it, since the world hasn't seen anything yet. The world hasn't seen Sarah
yet. No.
Any surprises so far as far as the tournament is concerned?
The only surprise for me is the Nigeria team's performance. I expected a bit much more from them, you know. I've also, in the best way possible, not really surprised, but I'm glad that the Patriots from Rwanda, the host, are playing at a high and intense competitive way. It's they didn't come to play. Like, you know, it's not a game. They are taking this very serious. They're intentional. You can see that they have been working in the way that they've been playing. The chemistry of the team, you know, just the discipline of the players, everything is showing. And that's why they're playing how they're playing. And tonight's game would have gone either way. It was not for the turnovers that they had in the first half, and, you know, not converting some of those breakaways, not making the free throw shots, which were very crucial for a game like this, you know. So, yeah, you know, other than the disappointments, there's also this beautiful surprises of this different team stepping up, and leadership and experience just showing out tonight, you know.
Yeah. You also come from South Sudan. What does this tournament mean for South Sudan and Africa? You know, what should we take from this moving forward to the future?
Elevation and progress come from leadership, and we must hold each other accountable. We must take sports more serious and invest in the youth and continue to give accessibility and look at the opportunities within this. This is a nation that went through tragedy. Look at how they healed and, you know, how they made a comeback, you know, and how they're now bringing the world together. They're uniting all of us. It's incredible. It's an amazing time. And I hope people's eyes are open and their hearts are receptive to seeing what is being displayed and to wanting to duplicate a Kigali Arena in, you know, in South Sudan, a Kigali Arena, you know, like a Kigali Arena standard in Ghana, in, you know, all the rest of the countries. It's my hope that, you know, the rest of Africa, you know, we have a 2 or 3 type of Kigali standard classic stadium in every country, in all 3 major, you know, major cities of different countries, that if we had that, can you imagine just what that presents in terms of, you know, job opportunities, in terms of accessibilities, in terms of elevating the game. So it's my hope that we all take a leaf from this and only get better from here.
That's Sarah Chan, the manager of Africa Scouting for the NBA's Toronto Raptors team, speaking with me from Kigali about the Basketball African League tournament in Rwanda. And in other games played on Saturday, Mozambique champions Ferroviario de Maputo advanced to the quarterfinals after beating Algeria's GS Petroliers 86-73. Congolese Canadian Mike Kabongo led Maputo with 18 points. Teammates Ajay Barrow of Ivory Coast and Alvaro Massa tallied 17 points each. Meanwhile, American Taryn Sullivan scored 19 points to help Nigerian champions Rivers Hoopers secure their first win of the tournament and boost their hopes of qualifying to the next stage after dispatching Madagascar's GNBC 80-69 in the last group game. I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to special VOA Africa coverage of the Basketball African League in Rwanda. Fans, reporters and players across East Africa are applauding the inaugural Basketball Africa League tournament and say it will go far to attract millions of African boys and girls to the sport. Mugume Davis Wakirinji tells us more from Kampala, Uganda.
Basketball fan Albert Ahabwe says literally glued on his TV set so as not to miss a game since Basketball Africa League or BAL kicked off at the magnificent Kigali Arena in the Rwandan capital Kigali on Sunday.
What has impressed me is the resourcefulness, the facilities, the general feel of the tournament. It speaks of a professional, high-level organization. Some of the things are a proper NBA touch. The things that they put in the players' rooms, the equipment, the practice courts, the everything, the general logistics of the whole thing are not something Africa is used to.
Rwandan reporter Gakuba Felix Abdujabal, common known as Romario, agrees.
The level of the competition is really very high and very impressive. So I can say that we are actually enjoying the tournament itself because we've seen very good talented players, very young talented players, particularly in the Rwandan team, Patriot, which is representing the country. We have seen a lot of very good players that really have potential. And more importantly, I can say that the bar will be very important for East Africa in particular and Africa in general, as it has really exposed a lot of talents that people really didn't know.
The competition was to have begun last year but was put off in March 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. 12 teams across Africa are participating at the inaugural tournament, including host Patriots, who opened the tournament by beating Nigeria's River Hoopers 83-60, the excitement of local fans. Dini Karemela is a sports analyst in Rwanda.
I'm impressed by three things, basically. Number one, it is the ability for these people to pull off this tournament. And by doing that, they are showing the country's determination to change livelihoods and encourage partnerships that will, you know, grow Rwanda's economy sustainably over the foreseeable future. So for the country, that is a very big win. And number two, we've seen social media go crazy. And Rwanda, yes, Rwanda is out there. It is visit Rwanda everywhere. But also it is an opportunity for us to export Rwanda's promising talents to professional leagues across the world.
Lizzie Akumu, who was recently summoned for the Kenya national basketball team, says he's learning a lot from the tournament.
The teams at BAL are top teams from different African countries, and this will help especially players to be appreciated and learn great deals, or rather opportunities, both in Africa and outside Africa. There is healthy competition from the teams, and like I said, BAL is a big platform, and just like every other competition, players are bringing out super competitive talents in them. And personally, watching BAL motivates a lot. Seeing players pushing themselves, making things work strategically to the last whistle is exciting, and I get to learn a lot too as a player.
Ugandan team captain Jimmy Enabu says to now be every basketball player's dream to feature at BAL.
This is where we want to play. So every year you compete in your local league and hope to emerge as a champion, because you know that there is something higher. So Looking at the BAL, this is very motivational for me, motivational for my teammates, because you always feel like there is always a level higher than the one that you're playing that you can push yourself to compete at.
Tanzania sports analyst Nasir Nchimbi also says he's greatly impressed by the BAL tournament and believes it came at the right time to excite fans after many days of horrifying COVID-19 pandemic.
For most Africans, it has been like a surprise. But for those who have been the major part of the process are not surprised with the process, because the president of African Basket Association has been working hard to bring this game here into Africa. Kudos to the president of African Basket Association, Mr. Amadou Fall, together with the NBA commissioner, Mr. Adam Silver, for bringing the game here in Africa, because a lot of Africans have been dreaming of the game. How do they dream? By going abroad so that they can fulfill their dream. But right now, they have to fulfill their dream out here in Africa, since the game and the ball is on their court.
I am Mugume Davis Rwakarindi in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Mugume. I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to special VOA Africa coverage of the Basketball African League in Rwanda. This past week, our VOA listeners have had our on-air analysis and commentary about the new league. My co-host is basketball buddy and super producer Mokbilia Baro, who shared his thoughts on the inaugural competition.
My thoughts on the matches are that it's been going extremely well, not only for the continent, but, you know, just everything in general that's been associated with the league so far. I'm loving the African talent that I'm seeing alongside the international talent as well. Yeah, it's been really exciting to call these games, you know, alongside you. You know how we were jumping in every quarter, halftimes and post games. It's really, really exciting basketball, high quality basketball as well. So, yeah, I think this tournament is just the beginning for Africa.
Any standout performances so far in terms of teams, in terms of individual players?
Man, there's a ton. I feel like Petro de Luanda is a team that's playing really well. The host nation, the Patriots, are one of the fan favorites, you know. The U.S. Monastir team, which is the Tunisian side, is also playing extremely well. Zamalek had a dominating first performance as well. Unfortunately for them, they had their second game canceled. As for the players, I would say from the AS Sally side, Stogland and Rashad are both playing really well. From the U.S. Monastir side, Slimani, Maghreb, and Whale, RG Key, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go with, on the Patriots side, I have to say J. Cole, you know, just him being one of my, we gotta give a shout out to my man Cole. Just off the simple fact that, you know, he just dropped a phenomenal body of work, you know, off season. And a lot of the stuff that he does doesn't necessarily show up on the box score, but he has a lot of intangibles. He's playing well. His team, from a collective standpoint, is playing excellent.
How has the experience broadcasting been like in this tournament so far?
Man, how could it not be super exciting? You know, high-class basketball, going back and forth with you the entire time. We've had the luxury of having amazing guests on, whether it be for halftime or post games as well. And yeah, all in all, the competition has been elite. We've had teams that, you know, may not perform amazing in their first games, and they come right back as if, you know, as if they didn't even miss a step, you know, like GNBC, for example. They lost by 47, I think, the first game, and they came right back and almost beat the undefeated Patriots, the hosting team. So it's been unreal, really. Like, and I just cannot wait till we get to the knockout phases, which will reminds me a bit about, you know, reminds me of March Madness, you know. So it's gonna be May Madness for sure.
Oh, I love the sound of that. May Madness, goodness me. You know, and talking about May Madness in terms of the future, Mokbeo, what does the future of African basketball look like in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's so bright. You know, it has endless opportunity. It has endless potential, really. You know, just with the NBA highlighting this one tournament, this being the inaugural one, I don't believe that this is going to be the only one. The NBA has already known about the challenge, the individual plays of African talent. You know, there's been so many African players that have played in college Division I's all over the nation and the NBA level. You know, we have Joel Embiid, this year MVP candidate, right? So they know about the talent that is on the continent, hence why they're starting this at the moment. But I think this will be something that'll take the African game to the next level and maybe even entice other players from other parts of the world to come and want to play in a high class league. And it won't necessarily be, let's only go and play for the European leagues if we're unable to make it to the NBA. Why not come to Africa, you know?
Interesting. I love that analysis, Mokbeo. Always on top of your game when it comes to analysis. What do you think African players need to do in order to dominate world basketball?
And, you know, with African players, a lot of times they don't necessarily have the facilities, you know, that some of these other players in other parts of the world might have. But with this help, I feel as though, you know, with the spotlight, a lot of different countries will take the initiative to start setting up more facilities for young players to develop themselves. But I definitely see that there's endless possibility for the game in the continent. I'm super excited to even be a part of this inaugural tournament. Really, really, I'm excited.
That's my basketball buddy and super producer Mokbeo Abaro, my co-host during VOA Africa's special live coverage of the Basketball Africa League. One of the African basketball coaches supporting the new BAL League in Rwanda is Peter Ahmedi, the assistant coach of Nigeria's national women's team. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Coach Ahmedi says he's grateful to see the Basketball African League come to fruition.
Yes, on the issue of VAR, great initiative, great idea, and a great step. We believe that before now, at least such idea would have been initiated, but there's always a saying that says it's never late than never. So we thank God for FIBA Africa, we thank God for NBA Africa for this great initiative. Today, Basketball Africa League has started, and we know that it was started earlier before pandemic and the COVID-19 that has shut the whole world down, and a lot of competition and a lot of programming, a lot of traveling was restricted because of the COVID-19. So, great idea, great one there, I will still tell you.
Some basketball analysts, coaches, and officials have argued that the number of teams for the Basketball Africa League should be increased. What's your take?
For the number of teams that are taking part presently in BAL, in a large continent like Africa, I still believe it's not enough, and they should be able to expand it, because if you look at the method of picking, six teams went for elimination, qualifies, and give their very best. But the other six countries were picked, which I remember Nigerian Royal Hopper was one of the teams that were picked. And the question I ask most times, what happened to the second team? Sometimes you might be surprised that the second teams might be better than even the first in terms of organization, in terms of playing. But winning the championship does not make you a better team at that year until you prove it once or twice, which I tell you, FIBA Africa should look into it and be able to create another avenue, another pool, another competition for the second team that will not be left out. Because if it's only first affair, then that means that you might not get the best team, the best player in terms of playing basketball in Africa. I'm also urging them.
Do you think that in future, the organizers and sponsors of the Basketball Africa League should create a new league for women basketball clubs in the continent?
I'm also urging FIBA Africa, NBA Africa, to be able to extend the league to the female side. And with the kind of abundance of talent we have in Africa, I'm sure when that is done, the world will have a pool to look into it. I take you back to the NBA draft this year, you could remember only in Nigeria, you have 9 players who were only drafted from Nigeria. And with such opportunity now, I'm sure the world will have a lot and a lot of opportunity, a lot of pool to look into in Africa. So I want to thank FIBA Africa for a great job well done. I want to thank NBA Africa and especially to our Voice of America for promoting the game of basketball. Thank you.
And that wraps up our May 23rd pregame show. Thanks to the National Basketball Association, NBA, the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the Voice of America for making this broadcast possible. Special thanks to my halftime and postgame co-host, Super Producer Mokbilia Baru. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta on VOA Africa's Basketball Africa League pregame show. That's VOA Africa's special coverage of the historical NBA Basketball African League Championship games in Rwanda.